For there is no name, other name under heaven, given to men by which we must be saved. Words taken from the Acts of the Apostles today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. For centuries, before the coming of the Savior of the world, the Jewish people were given a command that we still hold today. You shall not take the Lord your God's name in vain. The name of God, or the Tetragrammaton, was so sacred that the Jewish people would not dare to speak it. Instead, they would say the word Adonai, which signifies Lord. It was not until the coming of Christ into the world that not only the name of God would be pronounced by all, but would be venerated until the end of time as the name that would save all mankind. If there are two great saints that we can thank for the veneration of the holy name of our Lord, it is Saint Bernard of Clairvaux and Saint Bernardine of Siena. These two men in the Middle Ages saw the power in the holy name and its salvatory effects. The cultus of the holy name can be traced back to St. Gregory the Great, who began the practice of bowing one's head at the name of our Lord. And it was this reverence that drew Bernard and Bernardine into their great devotion to this great and holy name. These two saints would have recognized that it was on this day, 8 days after his nativity, Christ would have been circumcised, shedding his blood for us, and receiving the name that would one day be displayed on the top of Mount Golgotha for all the world to see as he poured out his blood in his glorious and triumphant passion. Saint Bernard tells us, the Eternal Father wished at that time to reward the humility of his Son by giving him so honorable a name. Yes, while Jesus humbles himself, submitting in his circumcision to be branded with a mark of a sinner, it is just that his Father should honor him by giving him a name that exceeds the dignity and sublimity of any other name. And it is that very mark of humility, the mark of a sinner, that the crowds would one day blaspheme as they raise him up on the cross for our salvation. It is that same mark, my dear brethren, that you see so frequently in the church. This mark, we know, is signified by the characters IHS. Maybe you've seen it. These characters signify the first three letters of the holy name in Greek. And these characters signify the one that has brought forth boundless miracles and was made famous by Saint Bernardine. It was said that Saint Bernardine would brand IHS on a panel and would bless his parish with it, and many healings would occur, both physical and spiritual. Thus, he began to encourage his parishioners to place the letters IHS on the doors of their homes, to have it placed in churches, and even at workplaces. These three characters not only signify the first three letters of Christ's name, but in Latin, they represent his very mission, his title, Jesus Hominum Salvator, or Jesus, Savior of Men. And how could any person not say the name of our Lord and receive consolation and be assured of his great gift of salvation? Saint Bernard beautifully tells us that the holy name is light, it is food, and it is also medicine to those who invoke it. When pronounced, it soothes and anoints. At the rising of the light of this name, the clouds disperse, the calm returns. If the soul of anyone is afflicted and in trouble, let him pronounce the name of Jesus, and immediately the tempest will cease and peace will return. Does anyone fall into sin? Does he run in despair into the snares of death? Let him invoke the name of life, and will he not at once return to life? If anyone has been so wretched as to fall into sin and feels diffident of pardon, let him invoke this name of life, and he shall immediately be encouraged to hope for pardon. By calling on Jesus, who for this end was destined by the Father to be our Savior, namely, to obtain pardon for sinners. Therefore, as we begin this new year, let us begin every day by saying his holy name. For how blessed we are that we not only know the name of the one who saved us by dying for us, but that we can invoke it at any time, and he will come to our aid. For he is the Prince of Peace. He is the King of the universe. He is our Lord, and he is our salvation. So, as each of you come up to the altar rail today, call out to him in your hearts, Jesus, 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 and know that he will come. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.